This is Portland Pilots Basketball on 910 ESPN Portland.
I try to tell everybody, they don't listen to me.
Jason Swigart back here. That voice you hear and you know now is Shante Leggins. Joining us now in the post-game show. We'll get some highlights for you, a lot of them to come here as we savor this one, 69-68 over San Francisco. I knew how bad you wanted it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted that. Felt like you let it get away. And tonight, you don't have Mike Meadows. More adversity for this group. Everybody had to be a point guard at some point.
Yeah.
And just when you were wondering who was going to step up, Christian Cholin flies out of the rafters again and delivers.
Gets a tip dunk. I mean, it's a great team effort. I mean, Chica played point guard tonight. I had Christian bring it up. We had everybody bring it up tonight, and it's a team effort. You know, when one guy goes down, you know, we have another guy missing, you know, praying for him and his family. But, you know, we're not whole, but we played, we fought, we battled. Our team's gaining confidence. You know, it's one of those things you got to learn how to win. And even during that game, you know, when San Francisco turned it up, we came out, offensive rebound, put back, turnover, then another missed shot, then a turnover. And so for them to stay with it and battle and win that game is huge for this team. We got to keep growing, obviously. It's a great win. You know, I'm so happy for the team. I'm ecstatic for the fans at UP because I hope they believe me when I tell them we're coming, man. We're getting there. We're getting the players. They're starting to believe. This is a great program. We keep pushing. We just played against one of the best teams in the WCC on their home court, and we came up victorious. And we had a great game plan. I thought the assistant coaches did an amazing job, and I thought the players came out and executed. And then, obviously, they made all the plays. I mean, you ain't drawing up some of this stuff they're shooting, you know. And so, you know, you let those guys go out and play, and you guys let – people be playmakers and let them have fun, and tonight's fun, and you know, I'm really proud of this team, and I'm happy with their effort.
Well, and you knew San Francisco was going to not sit back on their laurels after getting the victory of Portland. They knew how close they were to dropping that one, and you wondered, they were much more physical. They were a lot more physical with Chris Austin. Tappe guarded him a lot. Masalski was helping out. But I think the way the Pilots responded physically, even though the shots weren't dropping early, they were in for a dogfight here tonight, and that had to please you.
It did, and my guys responded. I mean, I got tough kids. You know, it's tough when you got a record and you're not playing well, but it's also you got to see the bigger picture, you know, and our guys are getting better. You know, this is a team that's getting better, and we have young men that are positive. I think I have great young coaches that keep the kids positive. And, you know, you let all the outside noise go and you believe in yourselves, and these young men do that. And you can't ask them. They go to school, they do all the hard stuff, and then they get to have fun and play in the games. And so it's fun to watch them go out and play hard and get a game that they're supposed to win, and they did a good job to win.
So now you got four games in a row at home. You look at these teams on paper, and you can plot after winning this game. You just look at these four teams and say, there is a path to victories in all four of these games. How do you translate and encapsulate what happened here tonight and go on a run?
Swags, I'm going to tell you, every time we get on this thing, there's always a path to victory. It don't matter who we play. but we got to go out and execute and play our tails off and kick butt. And so, you know, you can't let any team, you know, you can't take any team for granted. We can't. Teams may take us for granted, but we can't do that to others. And you got to respect your opponent all the time. You got to know who you're playing against. We're playing LMU's our next game. They got one of the best players, you know, to be in the WCC in the last 10 years. And Eli Scott, they got one of the best shooters to be in the WCC in the last 10 years in Quintana. So, you know, it's going bad for them now, but you never know. They have a great game. You know, it just depends. You got to go out there and play hard. You got to go out there and not turn it over. They kicked our butts pretty good when we went to their place, and we're looking to get some get back, but at the same time, you got to go out, you got to get ready for this game, and you got to prepare, and you got to take whatever's given, and you got to go play hard. Nothing's ever given, so you got to go out there and take it.
Obviously, everybody concerned about Mike Meadows' back. It's just, backs are one of those things that are touchy. What do you hope to do in the 4 days to try and give him an opportunity to get back out on the floor?
You know, we got a great training staff. Sam's unbelievable. Sam Gay is one of the best trainers I've ever been around, and he's going to get our guys ready. You know, we have a great medical staff to help him out and get him going. So tonight was, you know, he could have went and fought through and battled through it, but it was precautionary. He's a tough kid. He was fighting me out tooth and nail to play. I shouldn't have let him play on his last game. I should have sat him out. You know, you got, like I said, I'm telling everybody, look at the bigger picture. I'm looking at game by game, and And I got to take some of my own coaching and do some of the things there. Hey, what's up? It's good to see you. And so you try to do your best. And, you know, you want to look out for him. But you also, hey, you want to tough it out sometimes. But, you know, I sat him out tonight. And it wasn't his decision. He was really – I think he's probably still mad at me. But I hope the win makes him a little bit happier just on the flip side. And, you know, he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go on Saturday. I can tell you that much. And Sam will get him going.
And then not sure if you've heard word from Mattia yet, if you have an expected return from him, from his family.
Yeah, his mother's funeral's tomorrow. He'll be back the next day on the 10th. Again, you know, pray for him. You know, as a young man, young kid, loses his mother. It's heartbreaking. It's, you know, it's, I've been around, you know, loss before, but never one of my players like a parent. So this was the first one. So I took it a little hard, and, you know, just 2 years ago I lost mine. So I could try to help him, mentor him, but I was older, and he, you know, I got kids, and I just feel for him. You know, I love the kid to death. My wife is, you know, so tight with him and the family. And so we got to do everything we can to get him back. But he'll be back on the 10th. And we're going to do everything we can to get him back and get him rolling. We just want to be there for him. And whatever he needs, we'll be there for him.
Well, I know this will be a fun film to go review for everybody. Still lots to improve upon, but knowing how it finishes. And some of the plays that were made along the way are going to be enjoyable for everybody. Head coach Shante Leggins, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll let you go grab a team meal, and I'll do some highlights and see you on the bus.
That's big time, man. I appreciate it, everybody. Thanks for paying attention, watching, supporting us, tuning in. How about our girls kick some butt yesterday? That was fun to watch. Get them on the bounce back. Coach Meek's doing a bang-up job. Can't wait to see them in the NCAA tournament. Go Pilots.
There you go. Head coach Shante Leggins, thanks so much. And as he heads for a team meal and a hug from his wife, let's get to our highlights for you. And the first half, as we've seen the Pilots do several times this conference season, jumped out early on, and the guy that was having the opportunities was Chika Nduka. Sholin with Julian Rishwain on him, who just checked in during those free throws. Chika Nduka, hand off to Moses Wood, driving on Kunin, draws two defenders, stops in the paint, kicks it out. Chika, 15-footer, buried it. So an early 8-3 lead. The Pilots from there would go on their burst, an 11-0 run. It was highlighted by Chris Austin. Rishwain in transition, fires a three. No good. Sholin another rebound. Pilots get back and contest. Austin firing a three. Got it! Chris Austin for three, and the Pilots have a 10-point lead. They would get a free throw, push it to 11 at 14-3 from there. A couple of back-to-back threes from Gabe Stefanini, and slowly but surely San Francisco started to chip away. But it was good to see Tyler Robertson get the Pilots that last hoop of the half. Tyler Robertson asking for some help in the backcourt as he will work against Khalil Shabazz. Running left, Shabazz forces him back to the middle. Screen from Sholin. Tyler Robertson to the right baseline. Fade away. Buries it with two on the clock. And the first half clock will run out. Portland needed that one. 29-24 at the break. And the question was, who was going to step up in the second half for Portland? Well, we got the Christian Sholin show. And it started out with back-to-back threes. Chika, high low to T-Rob, pass too far underneath. They find Sholin in the right corner. There it is! Christian Sholin's first three of the game, and you hope that gets him going. It did. But Chika's legs, just no spring. He's got to do everything he can to keep Masalski off the glass in those high rebounds. Yawin's just been able to scoop up. Another three from Sholin. Oh, here we go. Two in a row. He's not even thinking. That seemed to spark the team. Moses Wood got involved. Moses Wood up high for another rebound. That's Wood's fifth. Seems like he has more than that. Hits Robertson, now finds Vucinic trailing. Lost the handle, kicks it out to Austin. Now Moses on the right wing for three. Good! Moses Wood, he's got lathered up, and the Pilots are back within two. Moses Wood then gave the Pilots their first lead of the second half. Portland right now in another one of its shooting skids. No field goals in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Milosevic, T-Rob now at the left elbow, skip pass Vucinic, handoff Wood, three on the right wing, buried another one from the same spot, and Portland has retaken the lead, 41-40. From there, it was Christian Sholin feeling himself. We're still tied at 43, 9.5 to go. Chica now. Another block from Masalski. T-Rob keeps it alive to Moses Wood for three. Back iron. And a follow thunder jam from Christian Scholen gets the bench up. 45 through 43, and that seemed to be the catalyst moving forward. At that point, Christian Scholen was just in the zone. Sixth steal of the game for San Francisco. Chica with it between the circles. Looks right. Hands off to Scholen. He'll go up for three. Perfect! Christian Scholen's third three of the game. Portland back in front by two, 52-50. As the defense started to work out towards him, it opened up some lanes for Chris Austin. Moses flares to the corner. Can't get it to him. Austin turns the corner on Stefanini all the way to the rack. Off the glass and good. We are tied at 58. Chris Austin taking the elevator to the top floor to get it over Masalski. After that, it was just pure scramble and Christian Scholen with the play of the game. Austin between the circles, 10 to shoot against Tape. Drives right into the paint, jump stop, blocked, ball batted out. Scholen has it for three. Good! Christian Scholen having the game of his career. 61-58, and then the showstopper. Austin holds the dribble, 10 on the shot clock. Now the screen with Scholen. He turns over Kunin, drives to the right baseline, gets stuck, needs help. Scholen, deep corner three. Oh, my goodness! Falling into the pilot bench. Scholen with a career-high 21. 64-60, that was the lead. The Pilots needed enough free throws. They held on, made inbounds passes, and they get out of here with a 69-68 victory.